Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. We are loaded up today. A little question for you. We're all capitalists. The Mets, if they win tonight, will be their obnoxious fans. I'd say the most obnoxious fans that I can think of will be coming to Philadelphia. Would you sell your ticket for the opening game on Saturday or Sunday to these obnoxious New Yorkers? Say you were getting double the price. We'll talk about that coming up. That's what happened to the Sixers. They came here. They were obnoxious during those playoffs last year. Big story today, though, is Jack Smith and this act that is just election interference, maybe not by law since they have a judge sanctioning it, opening up on the charges and telling us there's new stuff here. There's a core at what Jack Smith is saying about Trump that will not work in the end, particularly with someone like Trump, trying to get inside Trump's mind that Trump knew there was not fraud, and now it seems to be determinative fraud. In other words, there can be fraud, but the Justice Department says, and it's unspecified, it has to be so much fraud that that's why you lost the election. You can't go around saying anything about this in the future. It's a freedom of speech case. We'll talk to John Yoo about that. Big-time attorney that we love having on. Philadelphia guys on the West Coast now. But I wanted to mention this menace, this guy leading the longshoremen strike. Now, we had on good union guy yesterday, Bill Hamilton, the Teamsters. If I had him here now, I think I'd ask him about this with this maniac. Just last week, this guy went off on Easy Pass. Now, remember, we talked about part of this deal here is not just more money, it's automation. And automation is, okay, a tricky thing. Henry, a spot question for you, because I use it, not that much, but if I did, so what? Do you use the quick checkout line where it's 10 or 15 items? Would you use that?
Oh, always.
You're a villain in this guy's mind. You know why? Because you're taking away a union job, or at least a job there, and giving it to a machine. In that, that should be something a cashier does.
All right, call me the Joker then.
True.
I want to get out of there.
That's exactly right. Well, this guy says about Easy Pass, the first time they came out with Easy Pass one lane. The cars were going through it. Everybody's sitting in their car. They go, what's that all about? I'm going to get one of them. Today, all these union jobs are gone, and it's all easy pass. People don't realize everybody's got three cars. Everybody's got an easy pass in the window, and they go through like it's nothing, and they get billed in the mail. They don't care about that union worker working in the booth. This guy is either believing this or selling this to his members. They're going to make us care about them. They're going to make us say, you are going to realize how important we are, and we are going to punish you if you don't. I mean, who could be on the side of this, of what's happening with this? And I need a report out there in the field. We're starting to see some panic buying, even though some of these products are not brought in by ship. I'm looking at a national column, and they talk about someone at the Sam's Club over in Deptford. It was cleaned out the first day of this. We're only in day three. So there are legitimate fears about automation. But do you see the mentality of this guy? And the New York Post, he's suing or threatening to sue because they've exposed him. He has his own yacht, a Bentley, and his mansion has a guest house as big as a family home, it looks like, in the photos in the Post today, giant swimming pool. And this guy's going to make us care about this. I mean, it's one thing to say, whoa, the driverless car, you know, things of this nature. I'm never going to be in favor. Maybe I'm irrational. The driverless trucks rolling down a highway. No, no, no. We're not doing that. Not going to a robot doctor. There will not be robotic talk show host. Maybe. Who knows what they'll come up with. But Easy Pass. It's 1987. Do you see the mentality? And look, as tough as this is, this is about winning. This is going to hurt, is hurting in swing states and other places, Kamala Harris. You know what else is hurting Harris and Biden? The fact that FEMA is now saying they've run out of money, and yet they've spent tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions, dipping into the FEMA fund on, oh, wait for it, illegal migrants. And you have people in the Carolinas and other places, maybe into Georgia, well, North Carolina anyhow, who are saying, I have no faith in this relief effort. Well, how could you? Look who's in charge of it. Kamala Harris yesterday, here is the cut, offering $750 in Augusta, Georgia. This is cut 10A.
And the federal relief and assistance that we have been providing has included FEMA providing $750 for folks who need immediate needs being met.
All right. So, people are looking at this. They're looking at Ukraine. By the way, DeSantis and Henry, maybe you could see, you know, I'm just reading on the fly here, to deploy the National Guard amid the port strike. Whoa, wait a minute. Does that mean the National Guard? It's Fox on in there, right? Does that mean DeSantis is going to have the National Guard unload the ships? And they're going to temporarily waive restrictions on transportation coming in, the size of trucks and everything else. You know what? I know DeSantis is challenged when it comes to charisma, the thing with Trump. But DeSantis doesn't play around. Henry, can you tell by that? Is he going to have them unload the ships? He's deploying the National Guard amid this port strike, or is that just to bring in more goods by truck?
I'm not quite sure yet on
that. Okay, yeah, see if we can find that out. Man, I'm praying. He's saying, I'm bringing the National Guard in. Get in the way. We're going to unload these ships. He's at least bringing the National Guard in to facilitate the ease on restrictions here to get more goods trucked into Florida. I mean, just look at the leadership of this guy. Look, there's a lot of things. DeSantis, I think, has killed himself politically with the 6-week abortion ban. But when it comes to stuff like this, he just doesn't bluster. He goes on the attack. Love to hear from you, though, saying, well, come on, Dom, he's breaking a strike here, et cetera. Well, you got a president who won't put the Taft-Hartley Act in. This is crippling America. Now, part of me says, okay, Biden, this is going to cut against you politically. There is no doubt here. So we're going to have to put up with it. If it helps us win, oh well. So 855-839-1210. That's just breaking. We're trying to clarify exactly what DeSantis is doing here. But it appears to be he is going directly at the shutdown in Florida in some way to try to ameliorate it. Okay, now, Jack Smith, this warfare, legal fare against President Trump yesterday. 165 pages. Isn't it curious that it was dropped just after the VP debate, which, if not a disaster with Walls, was not good for them, pushed them back a bit. Suddenly, 165 pages. And the bottom line in this is, even though Stacey Abrams, Hillary Clinton, throughout the show, I'll give you nuggets of that, have complained and thought that they won the election and they were cheated somehow or another. So what he's basically saying is that while some votes, this is Jack Smith, may have been fraudulent, only the Department of Justice can decide when it's acceptable to speak out against that. Now, you hear this all the time. When I say voter ID, what do people on the other side say? Well, it's never been proven that that would turn an election. My response is, you're not moving the goalposts. I don't care. I want every single vote to be transparent and to be legal. So I'm not going to play your game and say, well, it's got to be 10,000 votes before we do anything. No. If the policy is good and it stops one person from cheating, that's what I want. Well, that's not going to turn an election. We go through this all the time on this. Isn't that essentially what he's saying in 165 pages? And he's trying to get inside Trump's mind to say that Trump knew he lost and he was just going through this to try to be chaotic or to overthrow the government somehow or another. That's going to be very hard to prove to a jury, even a fixed jury, even though this would be in Washington, D.C., so you can see the danger in this. I would say this, if Trump doesn't win this election, there's a good bet he's going to end up in jail. And this could be the case because of where it's going to be heard. So there's a lot riding on this. Well, Don, what about the Supreme Court? Yeah, well, that's what he tries to address in here and say these were private actions. They had nothing to do with his official office. So therefore, he has no immunity. I don't see too much new in here. But 165 pages of it, that's the gist of it. We'll talk to John Yoo about that, his expertise on it. And Thomas Massey, Henry, if you take his name, Congressman, I'm trying to get him on because he is really holding to the fire, the feet to the fire. The Department of Justice, they're holding up this Inspector General's report. And it seems to me the Inspector General is on the side of saying, there were any number of FBI assets, meaning people, who were engaged in January 6th. Now, you know my stance on January 6th. I mean, I think there were people trying to egg this on, but I think there were people there, case by case, who deserved to go to jail for a good long time. So it depends. But doesn't that give us a better sense of it? Why are they holding that up until after the election? That's what they're trying to do, because they know that cuts toward the actual truth about January 6th versus what they're trying to use now. This is what they're running on. This seems to be the new strategy to close out the last 30 days, abortion and January 6th. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Now, today's a big day in history. I can remember where I was, remember all the toilet flushing. I remember the consternation. I was still at WWDB, 1995, on this day in history, O.J. Simpson was acquitted of the two murders. And subsequent to that, over the years, I've had on F. Lee Bailey. We've had Alan Dershowitz on all kinds of times. We've had the Brown family on and assorted players. But O.J., to that point, was a football hero, arguably among the three greatest running backs in history, had over 2,000 yards running one year in Buffalo. And a lot of people thought, O.J., he would do this? We didn't know a lot about him. So we're looking today for what O.J. was known for, Pitchman, Hertz, among others. But that was the one running through the airports, jumping over stuff. He did one with Arnold Palmer, too. Hit us with the all-time great product, pitchman, or spokesperson. It doesn't have to be an infomercial. Could be any kind of product. I have a couple to start off. Ron Popeil. Now, this is the infomercial. Just to me, I could watch that as if it's a show, what Ron Popeil would do, particularly with the stuff you spray it on your head and you're not bald, stuff like that. And George Foreman, who would have thought George Foreman would be more known for that than he would as heavyweight champion, arguably? The Foreman Grill, which has become legendary. So I'll take those two off. Henry, how about yours?
Hi, Billy Mays here with a fantastic new side question answer.
There you go.
I mean, it doesn't get much better than him with his energy and everything he brought to an infomercial.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but, you know, again, doesn't have to be an infomercial. Can just be any kind of product, local, national, whatever. And it's all in the call. It's all in something about it that appeals to you, that you really like about it. Did you think, oh, this person was really tremendous for that? All right, so 855-839-1210. And I asked Henry, I'll ask you, do you feel out of line using the quick checkout? Easy Pass. I mean, a certain amount of automation that has made our life smoother, better, and more convenient. Imagine back in the day with toll taking and all, how slow that is. How difficult that is. I mean, you know, when you're driving down to Wildwood, you can be going through it at almost a normal speed somewhat, and no problem. It moves traffic. Not with this guy. This guy's determined, too, to cripple us. It's some kind of vengeance here. You're going to see how important we are. So Ron DeSantis apparently using, in various ways, the National Guard in Florida. That's exactly what should be done. And it underlines the upside of Ron DeSantis. You know, we know the downside. We've saw it during the campaigns and all. But there's a lot of upside still with DeSantis. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Have you about had it with this strike, or are you on the union side? Yeah, look at this. Look at what, you know, these are foreign companies and all. They are making a good bit of money, if not a lot of money. But I'm looking at the dock worker compensation, at least in some instances. A lot are over $250,000 a year. And the automation part, you know, there got to be areas that you limit this. But this guy doesn't want Easy Pass. 855-839-1210. You get in with Dom here on Talk Radio.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
12-10.
All right, Dom, to your Dano show. Welcome in. So the ladies on The View have weighed in. Henry, at Mediaite, I know you're doing a lot of stuff now. Maybe I get that. Sonny Hostin saying this abortion defense by Melania Trump is undercutting Trump because she hates him. And that's why she's doing this, to hurt him. I don't know how this plays, but I think we ought to talk about it. It's not out of bounds, because this is about winning, and does this have any input? Now, my first instinct with this stuff that she wrote about abortion is, okay, you know, this idea, well, she has a right to her own opinion, and I know we all have to say that. But remember, we're in the middle of something existential here, winning this election. And I don't think that this helps. Are you brave enough to tell me what you think? Or do you say, oh, you can't be talking about that? We have to pretend like it's a blackout on this. This is making a lot of news, and that's what we talk about here. 855-839-1210. Particularly, I'd love to hear from women on this. You know, this would be similar. Say Roe had a different thing and then suddenly got on here, calls in to talk about something else, and she goes down a path that would be difficult. Are you okay with that? 855-839-1210. Here's Sonny Hostin, of course, mangling this into something that ridiculous. Here's what she said on The View.
Okay. Go right ahead, Missy.
I think she hates him.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay, so we can all agree on that. That's a given. I also think that she wants to take him out. She does not want to be the first lady anymore.
They agree with you.
She doesn't want to be the first lady. She destroyed the Rose Garden. Who hates Christmas? Melania Trump hates Christmas. She doesn't want to decorate for Christmas. She doesn't want to sleep in the same room with him. She can't tolerate him.
Allegedly.
And she does.
Yeah, how do you know all this?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know all this.
All right, you got the gist of it, Henry. Thank you. So here's an insight. First of all, by all the stuff that we know, all the reporting, all the snippets, she every bit wants to win. At least that's the sense that I get. So your thoughts on putting this into the memoir that's out there? Now, I don't know, in the first interview that was done, I don't remember it being talked about. And this just came out because a couple of people got access to the book that's not out yet, and they went with it. Now, this is just another blip on the screen, but it is an interesting thing to see this play out, particularly when everybody in the world is on pins and needles thinking, what is going to determine this election ultimately? What little thing, what October surprise, what... I had the honor last night. Linda Kearns will be here at 12:30 to speak to... Well, there were 100 people on the Zoom call, so I'm not sure how many were volunteers of our listeners. So people are putting it on the line. They're committed. They went through poll watcher training last night. She said, yeah, I want you to inspire them. I'm inspired by that. The number of our listeners that are going to be doing that, sometimes in places that could be difficult on election day. People are putting it all out there. So I got a question. Putting this in the memoir here at this point, 30 days out from the election, about abortion. I don't know, though, that it has an impact that's negative. Are pro-life people going to see? I know Trump wasn't pro-life. Are people going to say, well, look, you know, Trump's not going to put a national ban on abortion. You know, deep down, this is not an issue that he's going to gravitate toward, which is what I think. He put the right people on the Supreme Court. They kicked it back to the states. That's exactly the way it should go. All right, 855-839-1210, though. You know, it's easy to say, well, everybody has a right to their own opinion, even in marriage. Yeah, that's just a convenient way of getting out of it. This is a very public type of thing, and every one of these things could be consequential. Is Lisa on that, on Melania? So I'd love to hear from you throughout the show. What do you think of doing that at this point in time? I'm sure you can say, well, look, this shows that this is somebody, a marriage where you can speak your minds. I'm in a camp the other way, and this comes up in a lot of marriages, where there are certain times where, out of deference to your spouse, you don't say anything in these situations. That's the way I see it. Lisa in Royersford. Hey, Lisa, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon.
Yes, go right ahead.
Well, my thoughts are that as an American, I feel I need to respect my fellow Americans' point of view. So Melania is entitled to her opinion.
No doubt about it. But let me ask you, Lisa, if you have a significant other, are you saying what you think that may be in contravenance to what they are publicly, say in their workplace or something like that? Don't you think this can have unintended consequences?
I would hope it wouldn't, because we're not voting for Melania. I know that's his spouse, we're voting for Donald Trump.
Okay, we all know, wait a minute, we all know that, Lisa, and I don't want to grill you, but you come on now, deep down, everything here is about winning, and I don't see how this helps you win. There could be an unintended consequence here that backfires. Isn't that something you'd consider, particularly on this issue? And the passage that I read, Melania is not putting any boundary, saying 15 weeks or anything else. It's pretty open-ended.
Okay. I haven't read the passage.
Okay.
I just heard your comments, so I can't really speak to that.
But you're not worried about that in any way?
I personally am not concerned about that. I know it's a hot topic, but like I said, I hope that the American people will respect her for her opinion and not take that into consideration as a reason not to vote for Donald Trump. There's too many other issues on the table. And believe me, I'm pro-life. I am not for abortion at all. So,
well, look, I hear what you're saying, Lisa, but my point is the thing that is, who knows what people, how this gets used or not used. And that's why I say it's out of bounds to be doing it now.
I respect your opinion. I don't necessarily agree with it 100%. I mean, you could be right. It could have its effect on votes, what have you.
Well, what I'm saying, Lisa, no, am I not right? Why take a chance on that? This point in time, do we need Melania Trump to be weighing in on abortion in this manner?
Well, not necessarily does she have to be weighing in on it, but the fact that she did, you can't change that now. What's done is done, so just respect what she thinks, her opinion, and move on, and hopefully and prayerfully it will not have any effect or little effect on someone's voting decision.
Well, Lisa, thank you. Thanks for being the first one to call in. So should we just ignore it, that it's out there public? I just think in 30 days out in this, wrong time to be doing this, in this kind of public matter. And the only thing I can relate to is in a marriage. If you're in that situation, you know, would you say, well, I have a right to my opinion, and you know it's something your husband or wife in a particular situation might be negative for them. I'm not sure that it is negative, by the way. Does this give more of a vibe? You know, Trump might think along these lines, and it indicates Trump put the right people on the court. Legally, this should go to the states. But there's no way that Donald Trump is going to be signing a national abortion ban. Does it spin that way? All I'm saying is, this is a very public matter. Do you do something like this, this close to the election? All right, let's go to Bo in Levittown. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bo.
Hey, Dom, you know what? She shouldn't be talking about it now, but my point is, who gets affected by abortion the most? Where are all the Planned Parenthoods at? They're in depressed communities.
Yes.
The minorities are the most of the people that get the abortions, unfortunately. So by definition, these people that want these virtue signaling PhD moms, soccer moms from Bucks County, they want a virtue signal out. But they're actually saying, you know what, we want minority babies to be aborted, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. And here's what else I have to say. We're taking our kids out in the suburbs. You know, our wives are taking our daughters to the OBGYNs to practice safe sex and get birth control and everything else. Why can't there be more education regarding that need? I mean, I'm a pro-life person, and I, you know, certainly feel bad for all these babies that don't have a chance at having life, but don't bring it up now, Melania.
Bo, you know what, Bo? I'm so glad you said, isn't it freeing that we can actually talk and talk radio? Because I have one goal, as you know, and that is winning here. So time and place, I don't think, because I can't assess how this goes, Bo. I mean, I don't think it kills Trump or anything, but it's a weird thing to be doing this now.
I agree with you. Here's the thing, though. I think future President Trump is buttoned up in his approach to it. And I think you have to keep on pointing out that they want to kill a baby up to the point of birth. You know,
yes.
There's no reasonable 15-week threshold as they have in Europe.
We saw that we saw that masterfully done the other night by J.D. Vance, despite all them cutting him off and everything else. But when you say that, it has to be calm as he was and detailed. That's what Trump has to do if he's going to talk about it. It's true. 8 babies were even allowed to be birthed and then expire after that in Minnesota after the bill was changed and passed by Waltz. That's true.
So anybody with common sense, you know, realizes the 3 exceptions, and even Hillary Clinton back in the day say it should be rare.
Bill Clinton.
Know, from that standpoint.
Yeah,
Bill
exactly.
Clinton, too.
Hey,
I mean, just stick to that message. And Dom, I enjoy the show as always.
Thank you, Bo. Who's your pitch person?
Who's my pitch person?
Yes.
Did somebody say Billy Mays?
Yeah, Billy Mays is off.
Billy Mays is off. So my pitch person, I don't know the lady's name, but she does that clean stuff. That blonde-haired woman, and she also does the whatchamacall for the fruit now that you spray on the fruit. She's pretty good. I forget her name. She's very successful.
Oh, the spray on the fruit thing. I know that one. Put that down. Henry, do you know her name?
No, let me get to the bottom of that.
Okay. All right. I know the spray on the fruit thing. You know how much stuff is on fruit. All right. Coming up, Linda Kearns. I was very impressed last night with what went on with the volunteers being trained up to be a poll watcher. How precise, Linda, and the RNC are in coaching people so that there's no trouble, but they know what their rights are, what they're there to do. Well, we got a couple of other things on her. And Scott Presler is still out there making noise. We're trying to talk to Republicans. How come with Trump coming to Butler, Pennsylvania, the State Department's voting part of it will be shut down from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., to 2 a.m. for maintenance this Saturday, when Trump's in Butler in front of 50 to 80,000 people. Is Dan rubbing off on me? Maybe. Sounds conspiratorial to me. All right, here's how you get in. Don't think just pitch person. Think of somebody that was the spokesperson, like OJ for Hertz. And do you remember where you were? And these guys, I mean, Henry and Dan, not much recollection of what happened 25 years ago when OJ was acquitted. I remember the moment, oh my God, and the scene in the courtroom. Where were you? Were you at work and watching it? What was it like? 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Let's talk Captain Chuckies. Now's a great time to call and visit your nearest Captain Chuckie's and let them handle all your meal planning. The fan favorite always to remember is the Smith Island Crab Cake, Jumbo Lump, and don't forget the Mega Colossal Crab Cakes, delicious. It's October and it's time to stock up. Check out the variety of homemade soups for a quick, delicious meal. Perfect time, too, to check out all the offerings, those sides, those desserts. Get a tray or two for your football viewing party or Phillies this Saturday. Visit Captain Chuckie's, several choices of breaded, non-breaded crab cakes, literally a crab cake for everybody. The Golf Shrimp, Phillies game this week, perfect for that. Huge hit, always wild caught, never farm-raised. And my favorite, those delicious Dom Rolls. There's one way to access all of Captain Chuckie's. Just go to WeLoveCrabCakes.com, WeLoveCrabCakes.com. Everything you need to know about Captain Chuckie's is there. And if you're headed to the shore, don't forget Captain Chuckie's at theshore.com. All right, Dom G here, Dano Show. Look, I'm refreshing that Lisa called in and Bo called in, and they differed a little bit on Melania Trump. You know, if this were just any petty issue that she writes about in her memoirs, I wouldn't bring it up. But when it comes down to abortion, it's interesting, and there's no limitation on it here. How does that cut? Hard to say. Could argue, as I was there in a minute, yeah, one part of me says it's indicative of what I think Trump is. There's no way that Trump is going to do a national abortion ban. It's just not. But he can't say that in a way that's like, come on. Look at my life here. Do you think I'm doing a national abortion ban? He wouldn't want to be that blatant. It's all muddying the waters, and this muddies it a bit more. All right. Linda Kearns has been just a great go-to. And last night, I was invited to see a little bit of the training for poll watchers and to, give like a win one for the Gipper speech. I didn't do any of that. Because the people that are engaged in this, they're too important. What they're doing, what they're giving up to be our eyes and ears all over the place across Pennsylvania. Linda Kearns with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Linda, great operation last night.
Thank you, Dom. And I actually have a little bit of breaking news for you. The Pennsylvania Secretary of State changed their system maintenance window for Saturday night. They are now holding off until 10 p.m. on Saturday night, which is just that's awesome because most people don't register after 10 p.m. Most people are in bed by then. So that new time, 10 p.m. to 4 a.m., will allow all of the people who go to the rally and look at their phones and want to check the website to be able to do it. And so this is what happens when, you know, good citizens and patriots demand action from their government. I wanted to let you know that's fixed.
That is wonderful. Now, were you involved in that? We know Scott Presler has been camping out there on this one. Were you involved?
Give away all my secrets.
Okay.
Come on.
You know what? This is a good faith effort, but let me go back, and I don't want to look, like the bad guy here on this. They got to realize, they got to be sensitive to this, and changing this is a good thing, Linda. But who's making these decisions and not getting, you can't be doing maintenance on anything now unless it's in the wee small hours, right?
Well, I mean, Tom, isn't that why we're conservatives and why we're patriots? Because we don't want to depend on government for anything. We don't want them doing anything. So I think that this just reinforces why we vote the way we do and why we believe that putting President Donald J. Trump back in the White House is really going to put this country on the right path and make us great once again.
Absolutely. And again, you and I share this, and I think a lot of listeners too. We want to come out of this election that there's not anything here that is just so suspicious that we can't stand it, like happened in 2020, several things. You were involved in it. I mean, what would it have taken down there at the convention center to allow you to get up close? They had enough money, they could have put plexiglass around people and let you eyeball it from 2 or 3 feet away instead of having to get binoculars. So this is an improvement that they listened on this.
Right. And Dom, sometimes it does take time to get results. And I am convinced that what we've learned in 2020, 2020 and then obviously in 2022 in the senator election, we built on that. And I've said before on your show, Chairman Whatley came to me at the beginning of the year and said, what do we need for the best operation in Pennsylvania? And we really cooperated and built a really awesome, thorough Protect the Vote operation. And I've been to the new Canvas Center. We're not counting at the convention center anymore. And while some things haven't changed yet, because our legislature really did not act in the last 4 years. So the legislature did not act to change some of these laws, and I hope that they act after this election. But the changes that we could get, we got, and we are a lot closer to the action. And I, as I said before, I had attorneys there during our special election, which occurred on September 17th, to be able to look and see exactly what we can see. And I'm going to have training for all of the people who are watching the canvas for us, the mail ballot canvas, so they know exactly what to look for. And unfortunately, in 2020, we didn't have that opportunity because that, yes, you know, they kind of hit us with all that mail balloting stuff. So this is different and we're ready. And speaking of training, we got such positive remarks about you talking to our volunteers last night. So I can't thank you enough, because our volunteers that come on protectthevote.com and sign up and send us messages and say, we're available and we'll do what you need. They're so valuable to our operation, and you getting on there and reminding them that they're the heart of the operation was just priceless.
I got to tell you, I did it for you and the right thing. It was a tough spot, though, because all I could say to them was, I am just impressed beyond belief. I know this is not a glamorous thing to be doing, and I heard the legal stuff that you had to tell them about, do this, don't do this. And I looked at one point, there were 100 people on the video call or so. This is fabulous. How many people are actually, how many do you have that you personally, through this, what you're doing, Linda, Protect the Vote, are going to be involved?
Right. So we have those trainings multiple times a week, both in person and on the web. I think I have a webinar scheduled on Saturday, and then another one scheduled, I think, next Tuesday, and then there'll be one next Tuesday night, Wednesday night. So we have them scheduled weekly. I was just asked this on an interview yesterday about exactly how many volunteers we have, and I had our comms person on with me so she could rattle off those facts, which I did not have in my head, and I don't have in my head now. I can tell you tens of thousands, but I can get you the right number so that the next time I'm on, I can be real specific. But we have, as you know, we have, I know you call him the no-neck guy, Jody Felice, my ride or die. He is in charge of Philly, and he is just killing it with recruiting people and just doing such a great job. But we need more people. So if you want to help President Trump, you go to protectthevote.com, give us your information. We'll immediately contact you for training, and we will slot you for Election Day. And we're just beginning to start, slotting people so we know where everyone will be. And that process will take us a couple weeks. And then we reach out to everybody and let them know.
Do you think half or more of Philadelphia will be covered by Republican, in this case, minority poll watchers?
So there's two types of coverage. One is to get a Republican actually as a worker on the election board, to actually sit behind the table.
Right.
And check people in. And that's if you weren't elected to that position in 2021, there's the ability to appoint people to that position. And then the other thing is a poll watcher, someone who sits in the poll and observes. And I can tell you that our goal is to actually have presence in every 1,703 polling places in Philadelphia. And I can tell you that I feel like we're well on our way, but we can always use more people, because I also recognize things happen. We might expect somebody that day and they could get sick or have a problem with their children, which is why we have not taken the foot off the gas as far as recruiting people. It's just so important.
Absolutely.
And, when people do poll watch, they come back afterwards and say, I'm so glad I was part of the process. I didn't really realize what it involved. And so it's a good experience.
Absolutely. One other area, too, due to you coming on, I think was on Monday when we had this kerfuffle about humidity in Pennsylvania causing envelopes to stick together and all, and maybe some funny business. We got on the commissioner, and I think he answered what he thinks happened here. But we're still keeping an eye on this stuff because I don't think it was that humid. Maybe it was the rain that somehow or another this happened. What do you think about what he said when he came on?
Well, all I can tell you is my MasterCard bill is never sealed shut when it comes.
Yeah.
My phone bill is never sealed shut. The mortgage company bill is never sealed shut. So I don't know what happened. And I'm sure, you know, we're gonna find out about it. But we might not find out right away. So All I know is that we are concentrating on November 5th. And I want our voters to treat that ballot like it's a precious, precious gift. And if it's damaged in some way when you get it, go right back to your Board of Elections, and we have these satellite election offices in Philly where they also have these ballots available. Hand in the damaged one and get a new, fresh one. Fill it out right there and then hand it right back to them, because I don't want anyone, any of our voters, taping up ballots or doing anything like that. They should treat that like the lottery ticket that it is.
That's the line. Yeah, save that line, because I've already made a move to steal it. It's the lottery ticket. Exactly. A winning lottery ticket. Yes.
In my line?
Oh, absolutely. I told Dan that already. She never said it, Dan. You're my witness. He's sworn to have, we have the affidavit right here.
Well, I think I heard you. You're going to have John Yu on later. And,
yes.
You know, he's my buddy, and I'm going to listen. If you offer him Eagles tickets, I better have equal Eagles tickets or better. I'm telling you. Like, that's my demand.
You actually think I have the power to get Eagles tickets.
Yeah.
The only time it happened once. I asked, and I was getting them for Geraldo, of all people. That was back in the day.
Did
when
you
Geraldo
go to the game with Geraldo?
We were going to.
Yes,
but he couldn't do it in the end. He was sick or something. So that's the only time I was able to get that. Yeah.
No, I am absolutely not demanding anything of you guys, because you're helping to get the word out that you and your station and the other hosts and your producers, they're such patriots, and it's getting the word out, because it's not always easy to get the word out, and you are helping us, and I cannot be more grateful, and the RNC could not be more grateful, and President Trump could not be more grateful, because it's getting
right.
the word out to people
how to vote. And Dawn is going to be on the call on Saturday.
Dawn is on Saturday, and Rich is next, I think it's next Tuesday, and
okay.
it's great, because these volunteers, they need to understand how valuable they are, and, you know, I know that we talk about a lot of stuff on the training, and, you know, it can be a little bit dense, so I feel if we start off with somebody with such a great personality like you or Dawn or Rich, it kind of, you know, sets the stage for our volunteers.
Well, it was a pleasure and an honor, really, I mean that. So, Linda, one more time, where do people go?
Please go to protectthevote.com to sign up to volunteer. And we also have this amazing website, swampthevote.com. You can go on that to find out how to request your mail ballot, check your registration. It's a portal that will lead you right to the Secretary of State website. So we have all the tools here for you to help you to exercise your precious right to vote. And it is so precious. So if you do get that ballot and it's damaged at all, please just go return it and demand that they give you a new one.
Thank you very much. Let me go to Denny in Pennsburg on Talk Radio 1210 on the Melania quote here on abortion. Hey, Denny, what do you think about it?
How you doing?
Good.
Well, I've been listening to you for years. I can tell by your voice you're even worried about it. I can tell when you first come on. That's what I'm thinking. Well, I'm going to tell you this. I've been arguing with my relatives, five sons, five daughter-in-laws, five son-in-laws, three daughter-in-laws, people in Alabama relatives, people in Pittsburgh and Butler, right where Corey was killed. And I'm telling you, that woman's wasting her time worrying about the polls, because they will not vote. It was very important to them. And they watered the platform down to start with for 2016. And that made them all mad. So I've been arguing for Trump for months. Every time I meet one, I'm arguing about it.
Well, Denny, I mean, all this indicates is her position, not Trump. But I hear your concern. Thank you, Denny. So we'll talk about this a little bit more. Look, I don't know if Fox is talking about this aspect of it from the Melania book or not. All I know is when I see something like that, it's something we ought to talk about. I mean, I feel what Lisa said. I get it. It's her opinion, not Trump's. May even cut for Trump. You heard Denny saying, well, this cuts away from Trump's pro-life thing. Are people that are pro-life really not going to vote because of what Melania Trump puts down. Pretty short-sighted, but again, I only worry about, I can't figure out what people vote on at times. It's not rational.
You know the left's going to try and weaponize this, and I think it's crucially important to get ahead of it as conservatives and have a discussion as to how to address it as well.
Well, we played you The View, Dan. You weren't there. We played The View, and already they're saying this shows how much Melania Trump doesn't want to be first lady and hates him. That's preposterous based upon what we know. But it gives them something to talk about, something that they throw out there and see if it sticks. I don't know why you'd want to be doing that at this point. You can do it at other points. Now, 30 days out, 855-839-1210. We're coming to your calls. NFL Week 5 is here. You can start with a chance for a big win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. If you're new to FanDuel, you'll get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place that first $5 bet. I'm taking Baker Mayfield, the Buccaneers at Falcons tonight. Falcons look a little bit better, and I thought that guy is not going to go over passing yards. Go under tonight. Drake London, over receiving yards maybe. Bijan Robinson, anytime touchdown. Yes, they run him a lot. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom to make every moment more this season, because FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHD. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania, first online, real money wager only, $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dom Giordano show. John Yoo coming up. Brilliant attorney breaking down this Jack Smith 165-page indictment. I give you my take, but I'm a law school dropout. What it means. And it is election interference. Also, we'll play you Ron DeSantis bringing in the National Guard to ports. And it seems to me he is indicating there's a possibility of resuming operations with them. Does that mean they would unload the ships? If that happens, wow. All right, 855-839-1210. Grab a line. Get on board. John Yoo next on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.